Hi, I'm Michael Primrose, and this is the Property Finance Podcast. If you have an interest in growing your property portfolio, have experience in development, or you're just looking at starting out, then this could be the podcast for you. We talk all things property finance. We look at products, strategy, and more. So keep listening and check out some of our other episodes to make sure that you're up to date with all things property finance. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about what happened in 2020. I'm going to talk about stamp duty holidays. I'm going to talk about loan to values. I'm going to talk about how you can use bridging against market value. I'm going to talk about development finance, and then I'll finish off by talking through what's coming up in 2021. So welcome back, everyone. It's been about 3 or 4 months since I last did an episode. I've definitely been neglecting this podcast. It's something that actually I've come to realise in 2021 is something that we really need to put some time and effort into. So moving forward, you will most definitely be seeing a lot more of these regular episodes from us. I definitely don't plan on going 3 or 4 months again. So in this episode, I really want to talk about 2020 in review. So obviously 2020 was a bonkers year, to say the least. So I want to talk a bit about what happened during 2020 from a financial perspective. And then I want to talk about what's going to happen in 2021, what you can do to get prepared, what the opportunities are that are out there. So obviously 2021 was the beginning of coronavirus. Obviously we all went into lockdown for the first time in March. The mortgage market pretty much imploded, I think is fair to say. So mortgage lenders were reducing loan to values. They weren't completing on deals that they had in the pipeline. Valuers stopped going out. Surveyors stopped going out. It basically just brought the entire property market to a standstill. Obviously, that was until Boris came back and said, look, we need to reopen the property market because actually it's probably one of the biggest sectors of the economy, if not the biggest. So from that perspective, obviously, then he allowed valuers to go back out. Mortgage lenders started then getting a bit more confidence back. And then moving into the second and third lockdown, obviously, they had less impact in terms of the mortgage market. Lenders kept their loan to values as they were. A lot of lenders were still actually completing on deals that they had in the pipeline. So lockdown number two and now into lockdown number three, we haven't really seen the same effect that we did during lockdown number one. So really, I guess my very, very quick summary of 2020 is actually that we got through the worst of it between March and July. And actually, as soon as Boris reopened the housing sector, actually the opportunities sort of came jumping from all different angles. Obviously, auctions were a massive thing last year. Obviously, with everyone at home and working from home, auctions became almost sort of the go-to. That seems to have calmed down a little bit now. From our perspective, we're seeing a lot of new build development now. That seems to be the big thing at the moment. Commercial development as well, obviously, converting commercial premises into residential, that seems to be a big thing at the minute as well, but that's obviously been a big thing for a while. I think the introduction of Class E as the new planning use in, I believe it's September last year, obviously that has helped in terms of turning more commercial into residential. So I think towards the back end of last year, there was some real positives to take out of last year when it came to housing, obviously, not really towards anything else. But some positives in terms of actually maybe we're not quite going to see such a horrific crash that everyone sort of thought. I think we're most definitely still in a bit of a bubble. I think coming into 2021, so just to talk a bit about 2021, obviously we're at the point of recording this in January, at the end of January. We've got the stamp duty holiday currently up until the end of March. It'd be very interesting to see whether he keeps it at the end of March or whether he extends it. I think almost definitely we're going to see some sort of extension on the stamp duty holiday because it would be madness, I think, not to extend it. So I think we'll definitely see some sort of extension to the stamp duty holiday. But if we don't see an extension, I think that really is what's driving this bubble, if you like, that we're in at the minute in terms of volume of property transactions that are taking place, because everyone wants to get in while stamp duty is sort of not a huge issue to them. Obviously, it doesn't affect a lot of us that invest within limited companies because you've still got the 3% surcharge to pay. But obviously, it's helping those that are looking at moving main residences or people who are still sort of purchasing in personal names. So I think that is what's the driving force behind making it very much a seller's market at the minute. But I think possibly towards the end of this year, we might see it move back more towards a buyer's market. In terms of LTVs, obviously 2020 in March, we saw a massive drop in loan to values. Getting towards the back end of 2020, we saw loan to values pretty much get back to where they were pre-COVID. And in 2020, we're very much seeing that loan to values are staying where they were pre-COVID. And actually, some lenders now are starting to get back to some of the higher loan to values. So we're seeing some lenders coming back into the market with 80% loan to value, for example. In terms of bridging against market value, this is a massive, massive thing that I've always pushed. And it's a great strategy to buy below market value, I think, because it reduces that deposit that you've got to put into a deal. And in terms of bridging against market value, early on in 2020, obviously it wasn't really an option with loan to values coming down. And obviously there was that risk from a lender's perspective of, well, actually, if we are in this bubble and prices crash, that bridging against market value, actually, maybe you're not getting it below market value. Maybe you're actually getting it at what the market value is going to be in 3 months, 6 months time. So there was a bit of fear around, well, if this bubble bursts, can we really be going up to higher leverage just because you've bought it at below market value? Moving into 2021, we very much are now seeing a movement back towards, actually, yeah, we're kind of happy to look at this below market value stuff. We've got a couple at the minute where actually we've managed to get 100% of purchase price because people are buying at such a discount. So whether it be because people are distressed, obviously there's a lot of people in financial distress at the moment, and I think there'll be a lot more people in financial distress moving towards the back end of this year. But people who are in financial distress, obviously they sell properties at a discount. They're looking for quick sales. So quite a few people have picked up these creative deals, which they're now able to get potentially 90 to 100% of the purchase price as long as they're buying at a significant enough discount. So that's bringing it to market value. That's where we're sat with that at the minute. In terms of development finance, we've seen a big shift again back to getting to the normal loan to GDVs that we saw pre-COVID. We also saw a big shift in 2020 away from first-time developers. A lot of lenders were getting nervous about lending to people who maybe didn't have the experience, maybe didn't have the team around them to deliver these schemes. But actually moving into 2021, again, we're starting to see some movement back to lenders lending to first-time developers and also lending on smaller schemes as well. A big attribute of 2020 was actually this movement away from some of the single unit builds, two unit builds, for example. Whereas lenders actually now will look at single unit builds. Obviously the risk is still higher with a single unit build as opposed to a couple of units, but with the single unit stuff, they are now looking at that again. And first time developers, like I said, they're looking at sort of lending to first time developers again. As long as obviously you've got the team in place to be able to support that scheme. One of the big things I think we'll see moving towards the end of 2021 is possibly a movement back towards some of this JV development finance that we saw. A few of the lenders that were lending joint venture development finance in very early 2020 obviously pulled out of the market when COVID hit. A lot of the family offices stopped lending, paused. Moving into 2021, and actually even towards the end of 2020, we saw some of them come back. But I think moving into later 2021, I think we really will see some of these lenders start to come back and start getting back into that development finance market. So that's kind of my, I guess, synopsis of where 2020 was and where I think 2021 is going. It's a very brief overview because I think, as some of you know with these podcast episodes, I think to try and keep them under 10 minutes is quite nice. Just little bite-sized chunks of what's going on in the market. A quick update in terms of the Property Finance Collective. So actually what's going on with my business personally. We actually managed to double the size of the business during COVID. So at the start of COVID back in March, we had 4 members of staff. We now actually have 9 members of staff. So we've done quite well actually in continuing to expand even during the height of all of the lockdowns. And we'll continue to expand moving forward as well. We're also in the process of purchasing our own office space as well. So I'm in the process of purchasing a 7,500 square foot office building, which we'll be converting into our own office space. We're also going to have a studio in there as well, so we can do more podcasts, more videos. And then we'll also have 17 additional serviced offices and also a shop as well. So that, keep tuned for that, and I'll talk through in a further episode about the finance involved in that and the deal structure and how we sort of done that deal. I think that'll make a good episode in the future. That's kind of where we're up to with sort of the main bulk of the business. I've also restructured our marketing team as well. And that's us, really. We're very, very busy, which is lovely. And yeah, just in general, I think we've seen a real push early this year for people just to get back to normal. So that's it for today's episode. Obviously, 2020 wasn't ideal by any stretch of the imagination. 2021, there's really that light at the end of the tunnel. And I think it'll be a positive year for many. But if anyone's got any questions, obviously, you know how to get hold of us in all the usual ways. But yeah, thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. And that is a wrap.